We're just going to start off with some background information. If you could share your full name, date, and place of birth.
My full name officially is Gerald Numbers, but I go by Jerry Numbers. And you want my date of birth? Wow.
If that's
all right. 5/17/1938.
Okay. How long have you lived or worked in East Central?
I actually started working down here in 1965 as a teacher. I've been kind of involved in this neighborhood, though, since 1945 when my grandmother moved into the neighborhood and I would spend time at her house. So, you know, as a kid, I spent some time in the neighborhood, but I don't know what kind of involvement. That's not the involvement we're looking at, but I started teaching here in 1965 at this location, this where the East Central Community Center is, was a school. It was the Edison School. And I taught here, and since that time, I have been involved peripherally. Sometimes I'd be in another school, but still involved here. And so adding up the years, it's three times your age, probably.
What have been some important organizations or businesses in the neighborhood that you'd say?
Important organizations?
Mm-hmm. Or different, like, businesses or churches or parks?
Well, boy, that's a big thing because we've got three very significant parks in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The Underhill Park, Liberty Park, and Grant Park. Grant Park being the newest of the three parks. Liberty Park being the oldest park in Spokane, built in. It initially started in the late 1800s. So it's got some historic significance. Churches, we've got, I think there's something like 40 churches in this whole neighborhood. And there are some very significant churches in the neighborhood that have been a part of the growth of the whole neighborhood. Businesses, this neighborhood houses more businesses than most any neighborhood in Spokane. There's about 1,200 businesses. So to isolate it down to a few, there are just so many and many significant ones. Significant ones along the East Break Corridor, and that's the East Spokane Business Association. There's some significant businesses up in the South Perry District. So, you know, we just have a lot of business organizations, and the organization that I work with in the neighborhood is the East Central Community Organization called ECHO, and that's the organization that now is operating the community center. This organization was started in about 1980 as a small development group to improve the housing in the neighborhood and to work with the community center. And so over the last 30 years, it's been very active in the neighborhood. This organization manages the senior housing project across the street and another housing project down on 3rd Avenue. And so we do housing and the community center. So ECHO has become a very significant part of the neighborhood through the operation now of the center.
Okay. How would you say the neighborhood has changed over time?
Well, for the most part, the neighborhood, you know, from the early 1900s, this neighborhood was really established as a working class neighborhood. It was not what you would consider your higher class neighborhoods. The higher class neighborhood was Brown's Addition or up into the Manitou area, and this was a working class neighborhood. And so, not where the money was of people that lived here, and it still is a working class neighborhood, but the it's gone through cycles. In the 40s, it was pretty much working class. In the 60s, there was a lot of very low income people. And then through the 80s, it began to improve significantly. The housing stock has been really maintained well, and the neighborhood has been organized, and we've We've been able to use a lot of community development money to keep the neighborhood improved with housing. One of the big things, we do probably $200,000 to $250,000 worth of housing rehabilitation in the neighborhood every year. We do infrastructure improvement with sidewalks. And so the neighborhood has probably maintained its status rather than gone down. It hasn't gone down in deterioration like you see in some neighborhoods, not in Spokane, but in big cities. But we've got new businesses that have come into the neighborhood. Employment is still a big problem, and there are many unemployed, but employment and new businesses to bring in new employment, and that's one of the things we've worked really hard on, is bringing in new businesses to help employ people from the neighborhood.
Okay. How would you describe the neighborhood before the construction of I-90?
Connected. And in that when I-90 came in, they destroyed the historic park, Liberty Park. They took out 90% of the historic park. They just left a fragment of the original park, and that was devastating. And then they took out about 1,000 homes and cut a 150-foot wide swath through the neighborhood. So they split the neighborhood from the north to the south to getting across. And that's been something that you never recover from that. And now with the expansion of I-90, that another 400 homes are gone, another 100 businesses are gone, and now rather than 150-foot swath through the neighborhood, it's about a 600-foot wide swath through the neighborhood. So it fragments it even a little bit more. I-90 might have been good for Spokane. It was not good for the neighborhood.
Okay. How was life during construction of the freeway?
Well, for those 1,000 people that lost their homes, they just got uprooted and had to go elsewhere. And at that first round, the state was really not good with the people. I mean, they just bought them out and bought them for bottom dollar, and people just had to move. At least this time, they've been a little fairer with people, and mitigation has been a little better. But it really uprooted everything in Spokane, all the way from the west side through, because of the construction and the amount of excavation and that. It was an unpleasant time for everybody.
Okay. What makes this neighborhood a good place to live?
The people, the businesses, the churches, public service areas, the community center, the parks, the schools, all of the above.
Right. And just, is there anything else important for people to know about East Central?
Well, East Central was the first neighborhood in Spokane that was determined to be eligible for federal funds for low-income people. And that, I'm thinking that it, and I don't have the exact, I'm thinking that it was back in the mid-60s, or late 60s, early 70s, right in there. This was the first neighborhood, but then just almost immediately, West Central and Hilliard were brought into that same mix. They were the three neighborhoods that were targeted, and it had to do with the census showing the levels of income in the neighborhood and the number of single family homes, single parent mm-hmm. homes, and the income levels in that. And so the neighborhood has had a lot of help from the federal government. And sometimes the help is good. Sometimes to take federal dollars, you have to put up what the federal government says you got to do. And so I'm kind of leery on that because of that. But at the same time, that money has really benefited the neighborhood in being able to offer low-income funds to people to rehab their homes. Otherwise, there are many low-income people that could not go to a bank and get a loan, could not, and their houses just would degrade more and more. And so that's one of the things that has been very beneficial. And as a community center, we look to, you know, do many things to reach out to meet the needs of the people in the wide area of the neighborhood, with senior program, with recreational programs, with food bank, and that sort of thing. So, you know, there's just a lot of hardworking people here. People care about their community. People care about their homes. Care about their schools. Is that different from other areas? Maybe, maybe not. But you know, it's a very diverse, interesting area to live. You can always count on something new happening. Not bad, not bad. I mean, you know, having taught school in and around Spokane, but in this neighborhood for a long time, I've seen an awful lot of kids that turn out very successful and find, you know, hear from them and the successes in their life. There's a few that don't. They don't make it. They end up on the wrong side of everything. But the vast majority make it through and become contributing citizens. And that's a good feeling.